I am Sydney Morgan. I was born in Amarillo, Texas. I lived up and down the Texas Panhandle. My dad was in with a company that was actually oil, but he was in the ag fertilizer division, but we moved quite a bit. I lived four times in Amarillo, and I was in fifth grade and my dad took a new job and we moved to St. Louis, Missouri. And I went to school there for about a year. And then we moved to Joplin, Missouri and lived there about 3 years. And then we moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I graduated from Tulsa Memorial High School. And right after I graduated from high school, I originally started college at OSU and then decided to go to OU. I married and I was married to a college professor, and he was getting his PhD, I should say, and then when he became a professor, we moved to University of Central Arkansas, that is Conway, and then he went to Southwest Texas State in San Marcos. After we divorced, our daughter and I moved to Ohio. I went to work for it's kind of like Lowe's. It was a very large home improvement business. And then, by then, my parents had retired and moved to Grove, Oklahoma. I thought my daughter needed more stability that my dad had always been able to give her, and so we also moved to Grove. After a few years, as my daughter was approaching high school graduation, I decided that I had heard of a physical therapist assistant program at the community college in Miami, Oklahoma. And I thought that program sounded like a lot of very interesting work and would just be wonderful. And I kept bugging my daughter that she needed to go into that program. And finally, she just grew tired of hearing about it. And she said, if you like it so much, you go do the program. And so I thought long and hard about it. And I thought, if I can get through that program before she graduates from high school, then I won't be taking money away from her college or anything at that time. So I applied and got in the program, got through the program, and was licensed the same weekend that Katie, my daughter, graduated from high school. And so I went back to work at the school. And I was there for 21 years, and that was the longest time I have ever spent anywhere in my entire life. Everywhere else I've lived, it was a very fulfilling, and I could still practice in physical therapy and yet still have my chance to interact with students, which was my favorite. My daughter had married and had two sons by this time, and they lived in Stillwater. And I thought maybe I should come closer to Stillwater when I retired and not wait until I had to move for someone to take care of me, but that I would move ahead of time to make friends and to be involved with people and have a life that was separate and not so dependent on her. And My son-in-law's parents are from the Stillwater area, and they had heard about Oak Creek because they were good friends with Kay Stewart, and they didn't really know that much about it. But I looked up Oak Creek on the website and was very intrigued by the concept of co-housing and community living in that kind of environment.